K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Amanda, you're caller 20.
That's awesome.
Well done. You are on the standby boarding list to see Deftones in New Zealand.
Woo-hoo.
About 4 minutes ago, if you heard a bunch of stuff playing at the same time, that was not me. That was you. That was on your end. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? I have given up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. So between 2 and 6, no Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's what Jesus would want. Also, people are dumb on the show. The guy who pulled the one-of-one Shohei Ohtani autographed baseball card worth $1 million we're going to talk to today on the show. What's up with Florida? We have the 420 catch of the day and the 5 o'clock hour Kings Blues. They play on April 1st. We've got your tickets for that. And we will continue to qualify you to see Deftones in New Zealand. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Exciting story.
Yesterday, I went on a rant about my wife telling me there are sandwiches in the freezer when there weren't. And then she always is able to pull one out. And I think it's a trap that women set for men. I'm going to talk to her coming up in about 10 minutes here on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, I was a little bit on fire about something. And then I'm going to play something from yesterday that we're going to talk to my wife. So just before I came into work today, my wife was leaving and she said, make sure and eat something. And I said, is there something in the fridge that I can just throw in the microwave? And she said, yeah, there's breakfast sandwiches. So she leaves and then I go to get the breakfast sandwiches out of the freezer. And there are no breakfast sandwiches in the freezer. But this, I recognize as a guy, is a trap. I start sweating because I've been in this situation 100 times. And my wife tells me there's sandwiches in the freezer. And you know what? There aren't sandwiches in the freezer. She lies. And I start really unpacking the freezer, pulling things out one by one to make sure there's not a breakfast sandwich in there. Because the second I tell my wife there's not a breakfast sandwich in there, she reaches down and through some kind of dark magic produces a breakfast sandwich and goes, it's right here. This happens to me every day, at least maybe twice a day. My wife, Maren, hi.
Oh, hi, babe.
So was there or was there not a breakfast sandwich in the freezer?
There were four. When you say you pulled things out, what did you pull out, like one or two ice cubes?
I pulled out like 100 frozen waffles. We're up to our neck in frozen waffles because you shop at Costco.
Well, the kids love them, and so do you. But the point is, like, I found not just one sandwich, four. You're ridiculous.
When did this happen?
Last night. I came home, and you claimed you couldn't find anything.
Right.
And I went, it took me 2 seconds.
No, hold on.
2 seconds.
So what was I doing at the time?
You were, I don't remember what you were doing when you...
Driving to the Kings game.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Didn't have eyes on you. Didn't have eyes on you.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I don't know that you didn't plant weapons of mass destruction in our freezer. How do I know? We need a freezer cam full time.
You are so dramatic and sad. You need to, like, open your eyes. It's so unreal. What am I going to do with you?
I don't know.
I have to label everything in the fridge now.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's your Jermaine.
Jermaine, you're caller 20.
Yes, let's go.
You are qualified to see Deftones in New Zealand. The drawing is Monday morning. And I hope they call your name.
I cannot wait. I hope so.
And a local baseball card collector may have just become an instant millionaire after pulling off a rare Shohei Ohtani autographed card.
And we're going to talk to the guy who pulled that card right now. We're calling him at home. His name is Steve.
Hello.
Hey, is this Steve?
It's Steve.
Steve, it's Kevin Ryder from K-Rock.
How you doing, sir?
How are you doing? Don't call me sir.
All right, Kevin.
So you're a baseball card collector or a collector of all sports memorabilia?
Pretty many baseball.
Because I did see some basketballs on your shelf behind you.
So that was from the shop, the Legends Attic in Claremont.
Oh, gotcha. So
yes, sir.
You found a card that was signed by Shohei Ohtani, and there's one of one, and it's worth $1 million.
That's what they're saying. So, I'm still in shock.
That's what happened Saturday night, and now you're still holding on to the card. I have to ask you this question because do you keep it or sell it? Are you a Dodger fan?
So I'm a huge Dodger fan. I grew up, I was born and raised a Dodger fan.
So that means you kind of want to hang on to it, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, right now I'm exploring all options. All possible options where I'm being explored right now. So,
I mean, it's hard to give up $1 million. Just go, yeah, I could make $1 million in one day.
Totally understand. Yes, sir.
Do you have anything else that rare in your collection?
Not as big as this. Besides this would be like probably my Walker Buehler 1/1 that I personally collect. My Yoshinobu Yamamoto rookie auto, Clayton Kershaw rookie auto, but this by far tops everything.
Did you know that this card was in there and you were hoping to get it, the Shohei Ohtani one?
I know there's a 1/1 in every box and stuff, but I was never expecting it for me to myself to pull the 1/1 of Shohei Ohtani. I'm a collector, so every time I'm in breaks and stuff, you always want to hit that big card. Just hoping to hit something big.
And there's always one that's a big card in every series or package, or how does it work?
There's always they call it a chase card. So you always want to chase your favorite player or the high name player, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Terry Skubal, Paul Skeens, like the last MVPs. So that's where you really want to chase. But as for myself, I was just happy with any autograph that would come in the box, because that box that I purchased, it's guaranteed one autograph.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting. So you knew that ahead of time. You just didn't know it would be Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yes, sir. When I found out the cards and I was looking and I seen there was a die cut, I was like, okay, so I got something. And then I flipped the corner, like I showed the corner and it said 1/1. So I yelled it out, like, I got a 1/1. So everybody huddled the table and pulled out their phones. And I flipped the card, and yeah, as the video shows.
That is so wild. How many of your friends have hit you up for loans?
Yeah, several are all telling me, don't forget the little people. But I'm a collector. I'm a father and a husband first, but a collector hobby is second. And it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change. I'm still going to be collecting. I'm still going to be ripping packs. Still going to be going to card shows and running card shows.
Is your wife also a Dodger fan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because if she wasn't, she would be going, hey, dude, we could have $1 million. But if she's a Dodger fan, makes sense you'd want to hang on to it.
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, our options are being explored right now. We're starting to we're still on cloud nine from Saturday night till right now. We're still on cloud nine. The opportunity that this card's brought, the people that I've met pulling this card, and now speaking to you on the phone, it's so surreal.
Is there any way of knowing if you hold on to it, will it be worth more?
Just like every other sports card, it's possible, just because it is Shohei Ohtani, is a future Hall of Famer. And, they have a chance to go back-to-back World Series, and then he has a chance to get another MVP this season as well. So it's always, just worth holding. It's just up in the air. It's harder to determine.
Well, congratulations on pulling that card on Saturday night. As a Dodger fan, I'm sure that really was crazy.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, that most definitely. It was, it's still surreal. It could happen to anybody. It just happened to me. And
now, I know that no one knows anything except for your first name, but do you have to secure it somehow in your house?
It's nestled safely in my gun safe.
Okay, all right, good. That's the right answer. Well, Steve, congratulations. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day and giving me a call, sir.
You bet. Thank you, man. 1 hour from right now, we have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature on K-Rock. There is a house in Irvine where the FBI are and the hazmat crews are, and they've been there for 4 days. What the hell's going on in Irvine? Nope. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent, not playing them till Easter. Let's go with this, Man in the Box, Alice in Chains on K-Rock. I have many questions about what's going on in Irvine.
Now at 11, hazardous materials crews locked down a neighborhood in Irvine searching one home for the past 3 nights.
This is the weirdest story. Why does it take 3 nights to search a home? Makes no sense.
Several different law enforcement agencies are out there, including the FBI.
All right, the FBI as well.
And they first got there Monday after someone reported suspicious activity, and people who live there say they've been back every day since.
every day since Monday. What?
This is a gated community, and NBC4 got exclusive access inside. FBI agents are there overnight, and we're told technicians will be back at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for day 4 of this investigation.
So it seems like there's something bad going on, and a neighbor took some video.
Neighbor Monet Pacias captured this video on her cell phone of at least a half a dozen FBI technicians in full hazmat suits.
I'm sorry. You said full hazmat suits.
The Irvine police say that a landlord called to report suspicious circumstances at the home on Monday. When police arrived, officers found items in the home that required further evaluation.
What kind of items require further evaluation with people in hazmat suits for 4 straight days?
The Orange County Fire Authority responded with its hazmat unit, and shortly after, the FBI arrived and took the lead on the investigation.
I don't love it. What did they say to the neighbors?
Neighbors are concerned, and the FBI is being tight-lipped about its investigation.
And I tried to talk to one of the agents here, and he couldn't give me any response.
I feel like if there's guys in hazmat suits, maybe I want to know if I'm safe.
The FBI told NBC4 that its hazardous evidence response team is at the scene and that there is no threat to public safety.
Oh, there's no threat to public safety. That's great news. Why are the hazmat suits there? What's in there, E.T.?
Be good. Be good.
Elliot? Elliot?
I taught him how to talk now. He can talk now.
Elliot.
Deftones, A-plus concert. Auckland, New Zealand, A-plus place to go. And we'll qualify you for that trip coming up in 6 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Cameron from Chino Hills.
Hi, Cameron from Chino Hills. You are our 20th caller.
Woohoo!
Yep, you are on the standby boarding list to see Deftones in New Zealand.
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
There is a drawing on Monday, and you will be in it.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. I have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. 3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3. Number 1, a disturbing roommate story out of Santa Clarita is unfolding after a couple says that they caught their roommate secretly poisoning their food on camera.
What?
David and Billy Sonhopper say that they've been suffering from serious unexplained health issues for months, with doctors telling them that their symptoms were consistent with possible poisoning. The couple eventually installed cameras in the kitchen and say the footage shows their roommate spraying insect repellent on their food, their groceries, utensils, basically all over the counters.
What the hell?
And then I guess another thing is he admitted to all of the other things that he's done, which they haven't put that out into the public as well. Well, the couple say that mostly they kept separate areas of the house and only shared the kitchen. Billy alleges that the roommate broke into their bedroom multiple times before they changed the locks, stole her medication and ID, and even cut up their clothes.
What she said, hell?
She said, we had to replace our wardrobe and buy a new car, and added, he's a psycho. I think he needs help. Yeah. They're lucky to be alive.
Agreed.
Honestly, this is terrifying. Number 2, a pet tortoise has stunned the world with an incredible survival story. The animal was discovered alive beneath the sealed floor of a family's garage.
Wow.
Nearly 10 years after it had gone missing. The discovery happened when a builder broke through the tiles to fix a water issue and uncovered a hidden cavity where the tortoise had been trapped. The couple who owned the tortoise had laid the flooring nearly 10 years earlier and assumed that their pet had just wandered off and gotten lost. They were shocked to find it still alive after a decade
it's
in
still isolation. Alive?
Still alive!
What?
Apparently, according to biologists, tortoises have extremely slow metabolisms and can conserve energy for long periods, which allowed it to survive without regular food and water.
Imagine how bad you would feel if you trapped your pet under the ground.
Oh my God.
For 10 years.
Unbelievable.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then the turtle came out, looked around, and 2026 was like,
yeah.
F this.
I'm going to go back down.
I'm going back. Number 3, a Twitter post has gone viral after a man posted a photo of his house, which had gotten very severely toilet papered, and he wrote, to the kids that TP'd our house last night, I have a few choice words for you. amazing job. You have given me faith that there are still youths that choose to go above and beyond. One day, I believe you will change the world with your determination to be the best. I do have you on my ring, and when I find out who you are, game on, my friend. We, too, have a Costco-sized supply of toilet paper. See, that's how you handle it.
Yeah, agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
That's spectacular.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song from Weezer in 2014. It's called Go Away, and it came back because of TikTok. It was on their album Everything Will Be Alright in the End. It was a duet with Bethany Cosentino from Best Coast. And in 2026, they started using the chorus, go away, don't come back here anymore, getting used as a background audio on TikToks and similar platforms. It took off. Weezer re-released them doing it live on TikTok, and it is our 420 catch of the day. Never a single, never stood out. The song is Go Away, and it is Weezer on the world famous K-Rock. Weezer's TikTok account posted a live performance of Go Away in honor of the Go Away re-entering the chat, they say. It's Go Away, Weezer with Bethany Cosentino, and that is from the album Everything Will Be All Right in the End, and that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Go away, for real.
Right.
Yeah.
What if your roommate was poisoning you and you didn't know it?
That'd be great.
What? This is a story from some people in Santa Clarita.
A nightmare for a couple in Santa Clarita. They say they were poisoned by their roommate. They say after numerous illnesses and emergency room visits.
You can hear the guy. He's got a mask on.
Yes.
A gas mask on. And he's just spraying bug spray all over the counters and food and everywhere.
They discovered their food was being coated in what appears to be bug spray.
That toxic tenant seen wearing a gas mask as he's spraying down the kitchen. The 42-year-old now charged with trying to poison his roommates.
That's so crazy.
Insane.
How would you ever guess that? You know what I mean? You're both getting sick, but who thinks? Hey,
oh,
you
yeah.
know what? It's probably the roommate
yeah.
who's spraying bug spray.
Absolutely. Absolutely insane.
All right. So the topic today is roommates from hell. Roommates from hell. It can be in college. It can be any time. Roommates from hell. They eat your food.
Oh, yeah.
You had somebody who ate your food?
Yeah, I've had a lot of roommates in my day. And some would eat my food. Some would use my like personal hygiene stuff like in the shower.
Oh, no.
You know, it'd be like, oh, my shampoo's all gone or whatever. and some of I lived in San Francisco for a long time. And so it would be like that combo smell of like BO mixed with patchouli.
Oh, that's so
awful. That was
awful.
The worst.
Yeah.
I am scarred by that one. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not great. Mm-hmm. All right. So you had a roommate from hell. What did they do? You can call us and or text us at 800-520-1067.
And the best phone call, we got your tickets to see the Kings take on the Blues on April 1st.
So glad that Social Distortion is back with new music. Born to Kill is the name of it. This is Ball and Chain. And we are taking your phone calls on roommates from hell.
The 562 said, we had a roommate that was stealing checks and counterfeiting them, and he ended up stealing one of my checks, and I found it before he could cash it. My wife's best friend was a cop, so he called her in and she handled it. When they were packing up all the stuff, they found about 25 checks under
wow.
the mattress. Insane!
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Kevin, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, you're caller 20.
Oh my goodness.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Deftones in New Zealand.
Oh my goodness, I'm ready.
Still love that song.
Woo!
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls on roommates from hell.
And the best call, we got your tickets to see the Kings versus Blues on April 1st.
All right, you had a roommate from hell?
Yeah, so when I was at San Diego State, my roommate, she would bring random guys home, and she would sleep with them, right? And I would be in the bed next to her, in my bed, and she would think I was asleep, and she would just constantly bring these guys home and have sex with them.
Oh,
in the same room as you!
Well, and I had to hear the whole thing, and it was so disgusting, and it happened probably 3 or 4 times.
Did you ever tell her, hey, by the way, I'm in the bed, and You're bringing guys home.
No, it was just so awkward. I never said anything to her, and she ended up moving out, like, early in the semester. But it was disgusting, and sometimes I would just have to suffer in silence.
Oh, no! You had to hear everything? That's awful.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin. This is Derek. I have a roommate from hell. I used to have a roommate from hell.
All right, let's hear it.
It was my brother, and we lived together, but he was possessed when he drank alcohol.
Oh, no.
Good
times. He literally, like, started screaming at the top of his lungs, "Woo! Woo!" And then he would get pissed off, and then he would fight, like, people if they weren't in front of him, like, crazy. Like,
how long did you have to live with him?
In the middle of the night, 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and he would drink Jägermeister and whiskey.
Oh my God!
This guy partied like how I party.
That's a tough combo.
And I eventually had to kick him out. I was like, my girlfriend at the time, she's not my wife. I was like, Deanna's moving in. We're getting married, so you got to find a place to live.
Oh, so my God.
You do what you got to do, man.
Yes, sir.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, I'm living in this place, and there's like five people living there, and this guy's got his bacteria, flesh-eating bacteria on his legs, and he won't pay his rent, and
what?
Not everybody in the house is getting it.
Wait.
You got to slow down.
Yeah, okay. So you had a roommate that had a flesh-eating bacteria on his leg?
On his legs. Yeah, and then he went to bed, and you can get it airborne. It's airborne. And he's going to the bathroom. Everyone else is going to the bathroom.
How is he not in the hospital?
Well, he went in the hospital, but he came out. He has to stay in there longer. They put him in there he's supposed to be in there for 2 weeks, and he's only in there for like 10 days.
Did you ever catch it?
And he comes back. No, I didn't catch it. But I had four other people that are going to the hospital because they have this rotten stuff all over their legs.
Oh, my God.
That is the definition of a roommate from hell.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, flesh is rotten off his legs between his knee and his
leg. Yeah, we get it. I think we understand.
And it smells. And I think it smells.
Yeah, we get it. We understand. We don't need further explanation. K-Rock, hello. You have a roommate from hell?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Did I get it?
Did you get it? Well, we're taking calls on roommates from hell.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a roommate from hell.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Yes. 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts. Did you have a roommate from hell? That's the question.
The 949 said, I was in between living situations and living in my grandma's spare bedroom. My buddy needed a couch to sleep on for a few months until he got his own place. We let him stay on the couch, and one day I woke up in the morning to go to work, and there was a massive trail of ants from the front door to the couch.
Oh, no.
I thought it was maybe food or something that he had left in the couch, but there were no ants on the couch at all. I proceeded to lift up the couch, and there's probably 100,000 ants all over a white dish towel. Turns out his, I'll have to say, masturbation rag that he was tucking under the couch.
No.
And then, he was asked to leave pretty soon after that.
800-520-1067. We have been taking your phone calls about roommates from hell. We also got a lot of texts this time.
We really did. The 626 said, my old roommate's boyfriend moved in with us, even though that was never the plan. He just never left. And then after I broke up with my girlfriend, they played a prank on my birthday, giving me the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Oh, no.
And a picture of an ultrasound saying that it was from my ex and that she was pregnant. They told me that it was from her and then let me call her. And talked to her about the baby, panicking, obviously, before telling me it was actually a prank and she had nothing to do with it.
Oh, my God.
Had them move out after that, 1,000%.
Yes, for
sure. That's ridiculous.
All right. You have a bad roommate story?
Hey, roommate from hell?
Yep. What do you got?
All right. I had an extensive adult film collection while I lived with a couple guys, and I had to put a lock on my door because one of my roommates kept coming in to go through my computer to search for that. And when I put the lock on the door, he went outside while I wasn't home and climbed in through my bedroom window, leaving feet print and mud prints all over the window ledge, my bed.
That's not all he left on your bed.
To try to get into my computer to search for my adult film collection.
Oh, my God. You must have had some really good stuff on there.
What was your best title?
You know what? It was about 2005 when the internet was getting great.
What was the best title that you had?
Oh, I think it was called Bodacious Babes 8.
Oh. Bodacious Babes 8. You didn't make the mistake of not watching 7, right? Because you totally lose track.
I signed up for 9 through 10 when they greenlit those ones.
K-Rock, hello.
I used to live with a girl. She was a waitress, whatever, and she used to go to the gym after work. She would come home and go straight to bed and then get up and go right to work again without showering. Her room smelled so bad. All the doorknobs were all greasy and
gross.
She used to have this hair problem. My husband now used to be my boyfriend, living, you know, trying to live there and trying to get her out of there.
Which was
very hard to do. But yeah, the hair thing would, like, she'd leave it over the side of the tub.
I don't need any more details on the hair.
It was disgusting.
That is disgusting. Some of these roommate stories are crazy.
Disgusting. Yeah.
For my money, the best storyteller.
Yes.
Was porn on his computer guy.
1,000%. His name is Mark.
Mark, yeah. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you guys so much. You know what? Honesty is the best policy.
Your porn really paid off.
Yes, it did. You won tickets to see the Kings and the Blue and St. Louis Blues.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
on April 1st.
All right, one of those on April 1st. All right.
Yeah!
I want to go to New Zealand and see Deftones.
And if you did, you better take me with you. That's my band right there. Getting you on the standby boarding list to make that happen coming up at 6 on the world-famous K-Rock.